USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The General Services Administration formally recognized Joe Biden as the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election on Monday. Trump agreed to help the GSA with the transition, but did not concede the election and vowed to continue to fight in court. 54% of Americans do not want their state to lock down, despite a surge in COVID-19 cases. That's according to a new Harvard poll of 2,205 registered voters and was conducted in mid-November. A federal appeals court ruled Monday that Texas and Louisiana can cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood clinics. The ruling was handed down by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans and is likely to go next to the United States Supreme Court. General Motors is recalling 7 million pickups and SUVs worldwide. The recall centers on a defect in airbags made by Takata, spraying shrapnel throughout the vehicle. In addition to the deaths, other drivers or passengers have been blinded and maimed. USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media. Phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Let's take a look at Thanksgiving costs in 2020. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
The average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner dropped 4% from last year, the lowest it's been since 2010. That's according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, a Washington-based trade group representing farmers and ranchers. The report is based on more than 230 surveys with pricing data from all 50 states. A meal for 10 should cost you an average of $46.90. Retailers are pricing turkeys to encourage you to shop. The average price of a turkey dropped 7% this year to a bit more than $19 for a 16-pound turkey. Whipped cream and sweet potatoes also saw prices drop. However, prices for the good stuff, dinner rolls, cubed bread for stuffing, and pumpkin pie mix is up slightly. All in all, gathering friends and family during a pandemic, priceless. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Netflix announced Monday it's expanding production with a $1 billion investment to its existing studio complex in Albuquerque, New Mexico. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A mistake on Thanksgiving invites 5 years ago lives on. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
A grandmother from Arizona who went viral after accidentally inviting the wrong teenager to Thanksgiving celebrated a holiday with him for the fifth year in a row this week. Wanda Dench and Jamal Hinton gathered for a Thanksgiving dinner in Mesa, Arizona with Hinton's girlfriend and Dench's daughter and grandson. Missing from the table was Dench's husband, who died earlier this year from COVID-19 complications. The group held the Thanksgiving celebration on Friday so they could all get tested for COVID-19 before making the holiday on Thursday with their respective families. In November of 2016, Dench accidentally sent a text to Hinton inviting him over for Thanksgiving instead of her own grandson. Hinton asked who she was, to which she responded, "Your grandma." She sent a picture of herself, and Hinton told the woman, "You're not my grandma. Can I still have a plate, though?" The woman replied, "Of course you can." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Turkey as the Thanksgiving meal of choice for Americans came after President Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. Tom Brady commends the Rams defense after L.A. beat Tampa Bay on Monday Night Football 27-24.
They did a good job preventing them. You know, they kind of play a defense that, you know, makes it tough to hit them. They're not impossible to hit, but they're tight. Guys did a good job running them. Got a couple shots, but in the end didn't come up with any.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.